Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's get right to our next guest. He is, in some quarters, the man of the hour, seeking the Republican nomination for governor of Virginia. And we've gotten ourselves into a little bit of a logjam, it seems, with in the Republican Party trying to figure out how the party is going to pick the nominee. And the clock is ticking on that process. Pete Snyder is with us this morning. Good morning. How you feeling today?
John, I'm feeling fantastic. Fired up and out hitting the campaign trail this morning. We're going to be in four different cities today. So I've been having a blast. We've been at this for about a month so far, and I think we're dictating the agenda of this campaign. We started.
Yeah, you have been pretty out front about reopening schools. I mean, I've seen your ads. I don't think it's a secret that you're a wealthy man. You have invested your money in making sure people know you're about opening schools. Is that one of the key issues that you hope to focus on headed towards November if you get the nomination?
John, it's absolutely a key issue because it's impacting millions of Virginians. I mean, we're nearly a year into this fiasco, and our schools are still closed. Even when the science and the data, you know this, John, the woke crowd always likes to say conservatives ignore or don't believe in science and data. All of the science and data say it's perfectly safe to have teachers and students in the classroom. Yet in Virginia, our governor and Terry McAuliffe and any of the Democrats running for governor of Virginia refuse to get in the way of the teachers' unions who are really pulling the strings on this thing. So it's less about wealth or money or anything like that. It's more, this is an issue right now that needs a fight. It's not in May when the nominating contest is. It's not in November. I'm applying to be the top leader of Virginia. So we are putting lead on target on the issue that is burning and in front of folks right now, which is opening up our schools immediately. 5 days a week, every week, with a teacher in every classroom. That's what we need to get out of this.
I appreciate the fact that you're out front talking about it. I think the party is trying to figure out whether this is an insider's year or an outsider's year. Do they go with someone who has been in the legislature, has a voting record that either you love or you hate, or do they go with someone who doesn't have a voting record, hoping that maybe some moderate voters who have rejected the Republican Party in the past might see this as a sign that it's a fresh new face and a new day for the Republican Party. How do you think people walk through that?
Well, John, look, I am traveling the Commonwealth every single day, talking to our party's base and newcomers to the party too, who want change. So I haven't really met a lot of people that are happy and thrilled with how things are going in Richmond. And I got to tell you, for all your listeners, if you're happy with the status quo in Richmond, I am absolutely not your candidate. I'm not a career politician, never held elective office. I'm going to get into Richmond and shake things up. We're going to open up our schools. We're going to fix the backbone of our economy, which is small business, which this governor has absolutely destroyed. And we're going to restore the rights of law-abiding citizens for a change. So I don't see a lot of people that are happy with the status quo right now, John.
Tell me about your background. And we call you a business person, and your ads talk about being a disruptor. What does that mean? What have you done over the last 20, 30 years to get you into? Obviously, you've been successful with the wealth that you've accumulated and the people you know across the country, but what's the background here?
Sure. I'm a serial entrepreneur. So, John, I started my first company when I was 26 years old out of a rental apartment. And it became the first, in 1999, it became the first social media marketing company in the country, if not the world. So I've been given the disruptor tag for not only helping to create a new company, but an entirely new industry that simply didn't exist before and now employs millions around the world. My company that I run now is called Disruptor Capital, so the name kind of stuck. But really, the truth is that all came from a report card that I brought home to my mom in fourth grade that said I was a disruptor in the classroom. So it stuck since there.
Okay. Before our time runs out, I hate to get into process. When I worked for George Allen, he said nobody's interested in process, which is normally true, except for when you're picking the candidate. What do you want to see happen in the next 24 or 36 hours when the Republican Party's got to notify the state about the method by which they'll choose the nominee? Do you have a method that you would prefer?
Yeah, John, I, like anyone in business or like the tens of thousands of Virginia high school students that are athletes, they just want to play the game. I want to see white smoke coming out of the Vatican that is the State Central Committee. Just let us know the process. Tell me which playing field. Tell me the rules. Make sure they're transparent and give me enough time. And let's go, and we will win no matter what happens. That is not a cocky thing. That is a determined, we're going to make this thing happen. We are building the broadest base of Republican supporters. John, you know that. I have the chamber crowd that likes me from all the business work that I've done, but the grassroots conservatives love me because I've been in the fight with them. I've been a grassroots conservative for 25 years. I've invested in the movement. I've helped the movement. We're having Hatfields and McCoys working side by side to help get me elected governor of Virginia. And that's why we're going to win, and that's why we're going to win in November.
Now, we ran promos all weekend where I said you were coming on the air, and I got a lot of emails, a relatively strong number of people who said, ask Pete Snyder about whether he has hired everybody on State Central Committee to work on his campaign, which is kind of, I mean, it's a little bit of an ugly attack on you, so I wanted to give you a chance to respond to the idea that because you're wealthy, you've been able to hire a bunch of the consultants and a bunch of the people who influence the vote or actually are going to cast votes. What's your answer?
Yeah, that's I've heard all sorts of wild rumors and innuendo, but that's a big no. Absolutely not. The fact of the matter is, in 2013, I ran for lieutenant governor. I came in number two for number two, but I've been a part of the party. You know, John, I went to my first advance when I was in 1999, when George Allen electrified the crowd by saying he's going to run against Chuck Robb. That was 14 years before I ever became a candidate. I have, usually with a guy like me who's a businessman, if you run for office and it doesn't go your way, they usually tuck their tail between their legs, take their ball, and go home, and you never hear from them again. Well, I did the exact opposite. I stayed in the fight. I didn't go buy a yacht. I went in and helped conservatives win. And I've been doing it all my life. And that's why a lot of people like me. A lot of people trust me. So it doesn't take cash to do that. It takes having a backbone and having a heart and people knowing your heart, period.
I think the last time we talked on the air, you were explaining to me your program that you helped start to try to help bail out businesses. And I said then, and I've told you in person when I've seen you at some of the events in the last couple of months, and I'll say again on the air, you were one of the few people in the state who stood up to try to help businesses get out from, in a practical sense, get out from under the oppressive rules that have crushed so many businesses across Virginia. How did that 30-day fund work out? Where do things stand now? Obviously, we're a year into this.
Well, John, look, I appreciate you using your powerful platform to help tell the stories of the small businessmen and women who were in need, and you know, when I went on your show, we saw a huge spike in people contributing in small dollar amounts, and also a flood of applications from your listeners. So it was incredibly helpful. But we are nearly a year into this thing, and we have raised over $46 million across the country. Every single dime of it goes to small businesses in need. My wife and I cover all the expenses. We're a zero overhead operation. We have helped nearly 1,000 small businesses in nearly every single corner and locality of Virginia, and 2,600 across the nation. John, I don't know if you know Dave Portnoy of Barstool Sports and have heard anything about the Barstool Fund or any of your listeners have, but they have partnered with us. So we are helping them run the Barstool Fund as well. So what we did in Virginia, this is just a great lesson, and when friends and neighbors pool together time and resources and have a good heart, amazing things can happen. Virginia is used to leading the nation. We founded the greatest startup in the history of the world, the United States of America, and we can continue to lead. We certainly haven't with our governors over the past 10 years, but I'm going to provide new leadership, and we're going to get Virginia back on the right track and lead the nation just like we did with 30 days.
Yeah. Well, listen, that was a big achievement, and you deserve credit for it, and I hope people will pay attention to that as they evaluate the different candidates who are out there. And I really appreciate you coming on and talking to us this morning. Pete Snyder, the entrepreneur and now political candidate running for the Republican nomination for governor of Virginia. Thanks, Pete.
John, thanks for having me. If any of your listeners are interested in signing up to be a delegate for us, go to PeteSnyder.com, PeteSnyder.com. I will work hard to earn your vote and earn your trust. Thanks so much, my friend.